right?
That ain't September music.
No, it's the end of September, though.
Spooky music.
It's time for us to start thinking about Halloween, Dave. This is a pretty big deal, you know, because this is what kids, they live for Halloween. Yeah. Because, and adults, too.
Yeah, because I would think, because I was a kid once, don't have any kids that I know of, but that once Halloween is over, kids like are immediately thinking about what their costume is going to be for next year.
Yes.
Right, don't they?
Yes. Yes, yeah. And it's like every movie you watch, every trend that happens, it's like, oh, yeah, no, that would make a cool costume. And then if I go with my friends or, you know, then we could dress, we could do
You're
this
right,
together.
Yeah, if I go with a couple or if I go with a group. Right. Or, oh, that'd be a fun little pun sort of costume. Yeah, there's always things.
But the CDC is like, nah, you really can't go house to house this year, trick-or-treating. It's a bad idea. And I get that. You know, you don't know how, you don't want to be walking into people's homes, and it makes a lot more, you know, close contact interaction. So what the CDC is recommending, rather than just canceling it, because realistically, you're going to make it life miserable for everyone if Halloween is canceled, okay? Which they've already done in a couple of towns in California. But what the CDC recommends is they're calling it one-way trick-or-treating. So you would, instead of trick-or-treaters coming up to the house, you would put like a table at the end of your driveway and have bags of candy, and they could just take a bag, put it in their little pillow case or whatever it is that they're collecting candy in, and move on to the next house.
Okay.
You know, so that you don't have to come all the way up. You don't have to, you know, have that close contact interaction.
Sure, yeah, going door to door to door.
And you're also not, the kids aren't putting their hands in the bowls of candy,
right?
To then, because then now it's infected, everything is infected.
And I think that also works for parents, because now you're all out at the end of the driveways and you can have a little adult Halloween with your neighbors.
Right? Yes, which is what happens in a lot of neighborhoods anyway. So I don't think that this is changing stuff for a lot of neighborhoods, because I think a lot of people are already doing this. Right. Just, but prepackage the candy, right? Yeah. So, like, that's key to this, so that you're not...
Yeah, not to have a bowl full of 4,000 of those little fun-size things or whatever.
Exactly, exactly. And now people... So that's what the CDC is recommending. And a lot of people are getting creative with this already. I've seen posts where people want to put clotheslines in their front yard and then just use clothespins to attach the bags to the clotheslines, which is a cute idea rather than just having a bunch of bags sitting out there.
Yeah.
Another idea is get a really big PVC pipe and zip it so it's at least 6 feet long, you know, so and then you could put the bag of candy in and it slides down and goes
I could see some dad somewhere getting a PVC pipe that's like 40 feet long.
Yeah.
And being like up in the bedroom and then just shooting
or
like little candy.
Yeah, on the roof. There's a zombie on the roof.
I've got your candy, kids.
Here comes a mini Snickers. Woo!
Yeah, that's fun.
So it is fun, yeah.
So, you know, there's some ideas and stuff, but start thinking about it. Maybe you have some ideas too, because we're going to revisit this next week. We're going to put some more ideas together and stuff, and we'll put something up on the website as well so that you can post what you think you want to do, and we'll be able to collaborate and... everybody's going to have a happy Halloween.
Yeah. Everybody wins. We all get candy is really what happens at the end
of the
day.
That is the biggest one.
Yeah, so check it out at 925XTU.com.
If you run on coffee and Philly's country in the morning, you're in the right place. You're checking out my favorite morning show.
The Andy Summer Show.
On 925 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.